Okay, folks, get ready because we're diving into something a little different today.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
going to be checking out a live performance by the California Raisins.
Wow.
You might remember them from,
Yeah.
all those like iconic claymation
Yeah,
commercials.
those were great.
Yeah, they were really big.
Yeah.
But did you know they were like a legitimate musical act too?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess we're going to be listening to their version of
Okay.
I Heard It Through the Grapevine. A
Oh, wow.
classic Motown hit.
Classic.
And
Yeah.
the Raisins really pack a lot of emotion into it.
I bet.
So,
Yeah.
to kick things off, why don't you give us a little background on who the California Raisins were?
Sure, yeah. So the California Raisins, they were this group of anthropomorphic raisins,
Oh, okay.
obviously.
Yeah.
And they were created for a commercial for the California Raisin Advisory Board back in 1984.
Okay, wow. So they've been around a while. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they quickly became like a pop culture phenomenon. I mean,
Oh, okay.
yeah, everybody loved them. They had those catchy jingles, and the claymation was like super cool.
Yeah, I remember those commercials, and it's
Yeah.
pretty unique. I don't think
Yeah.
I'd seen anything like it before.
No, it was very original, and it was a new way to use that stop motion animation technique that had been around for a while.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so their success in the commercials, it actually led to them getting their own like
Really?
TV specials, albums, even a video game.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a real like multimedia empire.
Wow, a raisin empire.
Yeah, a
That's
raisin empire.
wild.
And you know, it's interesting because their musical style, it was like heavily influenced by Motown. Which kind of makes sense when you think about it. Motown was all about that soulful sound, the catchiness, those memorable melodies. And the California Raisins, they kind of like tapped into that same energy.
Yeah, they did. So we're going to be checking out their cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. So I'm curious, thinking about that, what do you think is going to make this cover stand out from all the others?
Well, I mean, first of all, Grapevine is just like a
It
classic.
is.
Everybody knows it. It's been covered by so many artists over the years. But what's interesting about the California Raisins version is like, you know, these are these characters who are known for being like silly and goofy, lighthearted,
Great.
but the song is about heartbreak, betrayal, you know, resilience.
Thanks, beat.
It's deep stuff. So hearing those emotions being conveyed by these characters that are known for being kind of like, you know, cartoonish almost, I think that creates a really interesting contrast
It does, yeah.
that we're gonna see here.
All right, well, let's jump into it.
Okay, let's do it. Song begins playing. California Raisins version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Wow.
Okay.
I am immediately caught off guard by how soulful these vocals are.
Right.
Like, those harmonies are tight, the emotion is raw. I
Like
mean,
surprising.
it's surprising coming from these characters,
Yeah, you expect it to be like kind of
Yeah,
like
like a novelty. Kind of silly.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not. It's like they're really taking it seriously.
Yeah, they're taking it seriously,
Yeah.
and I'm here for it.
It's good.
And speaking of taking it seriously, like I Heard It Through the Grapevine is
Yeah.
such an iconic Motown song.
It is.
Like, I feel like it
Yeah.
really
Yeah.
exemplifies that whole,
Yeah. Motown sound.
Motown sound. Yeah, how they
Yeah.
blended those catchy tunes with
Exactly.
lyrics that really tapped into those universal human experiences.
That everybody can relate to.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So have you always been a fan of Motown?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who isn't, right? It's
Right.
just so good. It's timeless.
It is.
You know, you can put on a Motown record and it just like instantly puts you in a good mood.
It makes you want to dance.
Yeah, it's got that energy.
Yeah, it
It's
does.
upbeat.
It's got soul.
Soulful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, I'm already hooked on the storytelling
Oh,
here in this song.
yeah.
Rudy did what?
Right.
Like that moment of betrayal,
Yeah.
learning about it through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's gotta hurt. I mean, you know, nobody wants to find out that there's significant others stepping out on them.
No, especially not through the grapevine.
Especially not through the grapevine.
Yeah, that's like the worst way to find out.
It is. It's like the rumor mill is just like churning.
And it's always distorted too.
Yeah. You never know what's true, what's not true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the heart of the song, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like the narrator is grappling with not only the betrayal itself,
Right.
but also how they found out about it.
Exactly. And yeah. that grapevine metaphor, it really highlights
yeah.
how painful that is.
Yeah.
Like that miscommunication and all the anxieties
yeah.
surrounding gossip and rumors.
Yeah. And it's not just like learning about the betrayal. It's that yeah. they're getting all this like secondhand information.
Right. Yeah. It's all like hearsay.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, it just kind of feeds into that yeah. sense of paranoia.
Right.
Like you don't yeah. know who to trust.
Yeah. Who told who?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. And, you know, it makes you think about how much we as a society yeah. kind of like rely on these whispers and rumors
yeah.
to shape our perceptions of other people.
It happens all the time.
It does.
And it can really lead to
yeah.
mistrust and suspicion.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like in the digital age.
Right.
With social media and everything. Oh, yeah.
It's like the grapevine is just like amplified.
Yeah, it's like a global grapevine.
It is a global grapevine. It's yeah. everywhere.
Right.
So it's even more important now, I think,
yeah.
to be mindful of the information that we're
yeah.
consuming and spreading.
Right.
Because it can have real consequences.
Yeah. Especially when you think about that line.
Which one?
I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Like, that's delivered with this mix of paranoia and suspicion. Like, that's got a sting.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be accused of, well, like... Yeah. you know, trying to hurt their partner.
Right, right, yeah.
But at the same time, you can kind of understand
yeah.
where the narrator is coming from.
I mean, if they heard it through the grapevine.
Exactly. If they heard it through the grapevine, they're like,
yeah.
How did you know?
Right.
Like, what's going on?
What's the source here?
Exactly.
And then there's that line.
Yeah. Man, that always gets me. I know a man ain't supposed to cry.
Yeah.
But the tears I can't hold inside.
Oh,
like the vulnerability there is just
so powerful.
It's powerful. Yeah. But there's also a little bit of anger there too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like he's grappling with both the hurt
uh-huh.
and the feeling of being wronged.
Right. Because it's like on one hand, he's acknowledging his own vulnerability.
Right.
Which is a really difficult thing for a man to do, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Especially back in the time when the song was written.
Yeah. Yeah. Back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Like men were expected to be...
Stoic.
Yeah. You know?
Tough. Don't show your emotions.
Don't cry.
Yeah.
But here he is admitting that he's hurting.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of courage.
It does.
But then on the other hand, there's that anger,
yeah.
that resentment that he's been deceived.
Yeah.
That his trust has been broken.
Right.
And that's a valid emotion, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So it sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this song.
Yeah.
It's not just like a simple breakup song. It's yeah. about like the complexities of
yeah.
relationships and communication.
Right. And it's like it goes beyond just romantic relationships
too. Oh, absolutely.
Like you can apply this to friendship.
Yeah.
Family
work mm-hmm. relationships.
Yeah.
It's about trust.
It is.
Honesty.
Yeah.
How we communicate with each other.
Right.
And how important it is to
yeah.
have those open lines of communication. Because yeah. if you don't,
yeah.
things can get really messy.
They can. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like he's just trapped
yeah.
in this cycle of pain.
Uh-huh.
Haunted by what he heard
right.
through the grapevine.
Yeah, and that repetition of, I heard it through the grapevine, throughout the song.
Yeah.
It really emphasizes that cyclical nature
yeah.
of his pain.
Right.
Like, it becomes this mantra.
Yeah.
This constant reminder of the betrayal.
Yeah, he can't escape it.
You can't escape it, no.
No matter how hard he tries.
It's always there in the back of his mind.
Yeah, it's like a broken record player.
Yeah.
Just stuck on that one line.
Yeah. And it's a really powerful musical choice.
It is.
Because it really drives home
yeah.
that emotional impact of the song.
Right. It really like hammers it home. It really yeah. makes you feel for the guy.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though he's a raisin.
Even though he's a raisin. Song fades out as the raisins hit the final. Honey, honey.
Wow.
That was something else.
That was something else. I am shocked.
I know.
By how soulful
right.
and impactful.
Yeah.
This performance was.
They really brought it.
They did. Who knew the
yeah.
California Raisins
yeah.
could have so much soul?
It's amazing, right?
It is amazing. And I'm also struck by how much this song resonates.
Yeah.
Even all these years later.
Right. It's timeless.
It's timeless. Yeah.
It's because those themes of heartbreak.
Yeah.
Betrayal. Yeah.
Miscommunication.
Yeah.
They're universal.
They are.
Everybody's experienced them.
Everybody has at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's the 60s.
Yeah.
Or the 80s.
Right.
or today.
Right. Or or if it's sung by humans or raisins.
Or raisins, exactly.
It still hits home.
It hits home. Yeah, and I love, you know, we're hearing this from a group of claymation characters.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this weird juxtaposition.
It is.
Of this silly image.
Yeah.
And this really deep and meaningful song.
And it works.
It works. It totally works.
It does, yeah. It just goes to show you that, you know, music can really transcend any kind of boundaries.
It can. Yeah, it can give new depth to even the most familiar characters.
Exactly. Like, who would have thought
that
the California raisins could make us feel all these things,
right?
You know?
Yeah, it makes you wonder what other...
Yeah, it does make you wonder.
Unexpected musical pairings would be... as impactful.
Right. Like, what if...
What if, yeah.
The Pillsbury Doughboy covered, like, a Johnny Cash song.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something I'd like to hear.
Right.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap things up here.
Okay. Sounds good.
But for all of you listening out there...
Yeah.
What other unexpected musical pairings would you want to hear?
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know. Hit us up on social media.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
We would.
And we'll be back next time with another deep dive.
Okay. See you then.
See you then.
Bye.